Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
And so here we are today with Barbara Cray, who has been producing and directing and editing a film called A Dog for Charlie. And she's been working on this for a while. And Barbara, what inspired you to start such a daunting project?
Well, I'd done a couple of shows for PBS. Those were sort of travel, lifestyle, almost fluff pieces, I have to admit. I was sort of looking for projects to do. And at the same time, my son had gone through an addiction problem. And for his one-year AA birthday, I took his sponsor out and met his family. And his sponsor actually had an autistic child. And I learned about their story. And they told me how they were looking for a dog for this boy. And I just thought, that's a really great story. I would really like to tell that story.
It does sound like a great story. So how long have you been working on this now?
It's almost 5 years now.
How did you go about this?
Fortunately, I'd had some experience making a show and then seeing the editing process and what makes a story. And I felt it would make a good story. So that was number one, to decide whether a story was there or not. And then what I did was I just started researching autism, getting some basic background for myself, researching brain chemistry issues in a way.
And the science has changed a lot lately, hasn't it?
The science has changed a lot. In fact, science has changed a lot just in the 5 years since I started. Mm-hmm. And that's been very interesting. Although this is still controversial, the vaccine theory has been debunked in that five-year period of time. It was a lot more popular. Unfortunately, it still has legs, but it was a lot more referred to, I guess you'd say, 5 years ago.
Well, there's an organization on the coast called the Square Pegs Foundation, and they sponsored a gentleman to come out to the Half Moon Bay Yacht Club and talk about a movie that he had done for his son. It's called Horse Boy, and I think what you're doing is exactly the type of thing that we need to get that message out.
It's true. I mean, nobody really knows, for example, whether a dog can teach, let's say, a child with autism to be more verbal or to be more communicative than they are, because that certainly, this child is completely nonverbal, has, you know, serious social interaction issues. You know, no one knows for sure whether dogs can make a difference at this point, but everyone does know that a dog calms a child down. Mm-hmm. What's important in this particular instance is this is a very active family, and Charlie is a very active boy, and he's a runner. They call it elopement, but it's really just he bolts is an easier way to say
wow.
it. And so he bolted onto the Pacific Coast Highway when he was
Yikes.
3 years old. So the dog also provides an element of protection to the child as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like he's going to stop Charlie, but if Charlie runs, Aspen runs and corrals him.
Right.
And so, you know, there's an element of protection there as well. But yeah, the concept of a dog helping an autistic child is becoming quite popular, and every mm-hmm. child reacts very differently, which is important. Mm-hmm. And also, not every child can have the dog. They might have sensory issues that they don't want a dog. But I just thought it'd be really interesting to be sort of at the beginning of this process.
Yeah.
And I spent a year with Charlie and his family before the dog arrived. I spent time with the trainers. I actually was so into it that once they raised the appropriate amount of money, which mm-hmm. is significant to be able to get the dog, they had a certain breeder that has been very successful in having one or two maybe within a litter being sent out to be trained as a service dog. So Ivan, when they did it, they said, well, I think we're going to have this Piper. Piper's going to have puppies, so we think Piper will have one for Charlie. And so Ivan met Piper before Aspen was born. I videotaped the puppies, and then I videotaped the training of the dog. So I've gone through this, you know, whole process of over a year, you know, learning, knowing the family and knowing the dog and knowing the trainers and the whole thing that went into it. And then, you know, the satisfaction of being able to show them together. And there's no instant results, of course. And with an autistic child, they don't necessarily tell you how happy they are with
right.
the dog. We're never probably ever going to completely know how much of a difference Aspen's making in Charlie's life because he doesn't tell us.
And so Charlie is 8 now?
Charlie just turned 8, yes. No, wait, he just turned 9.
And do you still go film him every once in a while?
I last filmed him in the summer, and I was hoping that would be it, but I have gotten the sense from some of the screenings I've done that they'd like to see a little more of Charlie and Aspen. And so I probably will go down yet again in January, February, and add a little more of Charlie and Aspen to the film.
And so where are you with the film right now? What's hanging you up?
Well, what's hanging me up, unfortunately, is money. I need money to do the editing. I don't edit personally. Mm-hmm. And I like professional editing, and I'd also like to hire a story consultant. So right now I'm sort of stuck because I did do an initial Indiegogo fundraiser, mm-hmm. raised some money, was able to do an initial edit, but now it's time to do a lot more editing, a lot more work, and I need to hire people to do that. And so that's what's holding me up is, unfortunately, money.
Well, we're going to put the word out there, and where can they donate money if they have the money to donate?
And I appreciate that very much. The best place to go is to our website, which is www.adogforcharlie.org.
That's super easy. Well, Barbara, I want to see this story. So thank you very much for coming in, and we'll have you back because I want to hear how you're doing as time goes on.
That's great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.